Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Breaking
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land. That's right. Wake up, stay woke, and do not sleep. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShane, and it's Telly Tuesday. This show is being sponsored by CUC. Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that gets you to your desired goal with teachers, leaders, all that's needed to move our young adults out there. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening. We're still in the series, Father and Son Relationships. We'd like to say good evening. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from, to all of our friends all over in Sweden, United Kingdom, Japan, and many, many other places. We welcome you in. But before we get going, you know, we're celebrating Father's Day, Pride Month, and Juneteenth is coming up. But, you know, viewing events and situations in a positive light is important. The strength will wisdom and cheerfulness that accomplish such an attitude leads to happiness. To regard everything in a positive light or with a spirit of goodwill, however, does not mean being foolish, gullible, and allowing people to take advantage of our good nature. It means having the wisdom and perception to actually move things in a positive direction by seeing things in their best light, while all the time keeping our eyes firmly focused on reality. And that's a quote from my mentor, Dr. Zachary Taylor, who gives us the roadmap and the way to live, creating happiness for ourselves and others. You know, what's done in the dark has to come out in the light. And cause and effect is very, very real. So what you try to do is make as many good causes as you can and receive all those good effects. Nothing escapes. You know, we have a whole lot going on here in Los Angeles. You know, some of our city officials are resigning. Things are coming up. We don't know how much truth it is. You know how people stir stuff for whatever reason. We have former President Trump. He's been indicted. He's in court today. And on the pulpit this evening celebrating. You know, people do things a different way. Schoolboards are having meetings out there, banning books and whatever. You know, all I have to suggest is that you keep your good energy moving outward from in out and keep yourself balanced, because there's a lot of stuff that's happening out here. But today, we're celebrating our fathers, and Stephanie Haynes is going to come with us and carry out this a series of father and son relationships. So just sit back and listen to this. Think about your dad. Those of us who had dads, didn't have dads, dads are no longer here. Just listen to it.
Time. I love you for my life. You're a friend alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.
That's right. We want to say happy Father's Day out there to the fathers, the good ones, the bad ones, the ones that are here and that never showed up. Whatever. Love is important. We have love for our LGBTQ community. We're celebrating Pride Month, okay? And also, Juneteenth is coming up. That's a big one. We're celebrating the love and the efforts and everything that was done by our ancestors to make it possible for us to do what we're doing now. But we're getting ready to get excited because we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Stephanie, good evening. Welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how are you, Miss Linda?
Okay, Stephanie, you know I have to put it out there. You know, I know you're busy, 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 activities, community stuff. You've been out. Appreciate you. We love you when you come on. Karen, share with us and carry this series out. And do not let me forget to have you mention what's happening on Thursday, one of your affiliates, because anytime there's something going on, the information is always so great. And we don't want anybody to miss out on this goodness. So I'm wonderful over here with this big smile, and I'm just going to let you carry it on out. And give you your time. Get your pads and pencils out, listeners. Okay, you know she has some information and some education for you and some things for you to think about. Stephanie, come on in.
Yes, so good evening, listeners, and happy Father's Day for the fathers. That's coming up this Sunday. I mean, this month, June, it's gone and almost over. Yes.
Yes.
I'm just getting ready to start, and this whole year went by so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about father and son's relationship. You know, anyone can be a father, and anybody can father a child. But being a dad takes a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Fathers plays a role in every child's life that cannot be filled by others. This role can have a large impact on a child and help shape him or her into the person they become today. Now, father's emotional development, also like mothers, are pillars in the development of a child's emotional well-being. Children look to their fathers to lay down the rules and then enforce them. They also look to the father to provide a feeling of security, both physical and emotional. Children want to make their father proud, and an evolved father promotes inner growth and strength. Now, study shows that when fathers are affectionate and supportive, it greatly affects a child's cognitive and social development, overall sense of well-being and self-confidence. Father sets the bar for relationships with others. Fathers not only influence who we are inside, but how we have relationships with people as we grow. Now, the way a father treats his child will influence what he or she looks for in other people, other relationships with his or her father. Now, the patterns of a father fits in the relationship with his children will dictate how his children relate with other people. Now, fathers and their daughters, young girls depend on their father for security and emotional support. A father shows his daughter what a good relationship with a man is like. Now, if a father is loving and gentle, his daughter would look for those qualities in a man when she's old enough to begin dating. Now, if a father is strong and vigilant, she will relate closely to men of the same character. Now, fathers and their sons are like girls who model their relationship with others based on their father's characters. Boys model themselves after their father's characters. Boys will seek approval from their fathers from a very young age. As human beings, we grow up by imitating the behavior of those around us. Now, that's how we learn to function in the world. Now, if a father is caring people with respect, the young boy will grow up much the same. Now, when the father is absent, young boys look to other male figures to set the rules for how to behave and survive in the world. So today, don't forget to tell your dad you love him and thank for being there. So are there any questions so far, Linda?
Oh, no. I'm looking at it here. I'm looking at I'm writing over here getting writer's cramps with the treatments that influence the behaviors. No questions at this time. Nope.
Okay. All righty. So why is so special about the father and son's relationship?
And you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's just like what you said, Stephanie. You know that the things, you know, the behavior when fathers are involved, what they demonstrate out there, is very, very important. And you're absolutely correct, because you can, as you grow into maturity, with myself, I can tell if that gentleman had what type of father he had, because the way he's acting, if his father was treated the mom so well, or if he was very commanding and demanding, like you say, they learn as children. Now, when I talk about father relationship, a father-daughter relationship, I've had persons ask me, well, Linda, you don't have children. I say, yes, I do. All the children of the universe belong to me, okay? But what was I looking for? I said, I have had marriages or whatever, but I too was seeking that man to remind me of my father. And the gentleman that I was involved with, I couldn't see that in them, okay? So I did not want them to father my children. Someone said, you know, I've never heard of like that. Yeah, you have to be careful, you know, who you connect up with. I was looking for gentlemen like my father, you know, who sat down at the dinner table, who had conversations, who was making sure that I understood what is needed in life, had deep, deep conversations, made sure that I was used to money. We had a saying, because we're out the South, and that saying is, I don't want any backdoor customers, meaning that African-American black people entered the black doors of white people, but we rung the front doorbell because he wasn't having it any other way. So those are the type of traits that I was looking for in my mate. And I just, nope. So, you know, can't father my kids, because, see, that's a two, That's a two-way thing. It's mother and father. And if we're going to bring them here, we're going to deal with them together, and you have to be right. And I was not seeing that. So it's very, very important. Mothers always put it there, but those dads, they instill that strength. They instill that awareness. They teach you what to look out for. You know, moms teach you how to be, but dads teach you what to look out for. They make you aware. So is that a good answer? Is that satisfactory, Stephanie? Am I on the right trail? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. So now the importance of an adult male showing up in a positive way for adolescent male is not at all unique to I, but there is something special about the father-son relationship. Now, this might seem obvious because when sons are little, they look up to admire their dads. Whether they're humans or an elephant, they mimic their father's mannerism, take interest in their father's interests, and prefer his presence during playtime. Now, but when kids hit puberty, they begin to differentiate from their parents and from their own identity. Now, having a healthy connection relationship with your children as they grow means giving up your position as the influencer and accepting the role as the one being influenced. Now, this transition can be difficult for some dads to adjust to, particularly for men who struggle with their own father and son issues, the complexity or trauma. Now, developing a strong father-son relationship requires commitment. So how does father support and stay connected to his son as he transforms into a young man, starting with a strong relation foundation is a key? Now, I'm going to talk about 10 things for being an involved and responsible father during the son's developmental years can help fortify the father and son connection. So this is the opportunity, if you don't already have your pens and paper out, you can take your pens and paper and take some notes. Respect your mother. Now, if you're married, the best gift you can give your children is a strong relationship between you and your spouse. Now, if you're no longer married, you're still responsible for providing a secure environment for your kids. Now, when they see you and your mom respecting one another, they are more likely to feel that they are also accepted and respected. If communication between you and your children's mother is strange, consider couple or family counseling to develop stronger listening and collaboration skills. Number two, spend time with your children. They are paying attention to you and to what you value. Time with your children, they will feel valued by you. That if you're unavailable and try to make up for it with gifts or words, they will still feel neglected. So it's very important that you spend that quality time with your child. Earn the right to be heard. Now, many dads provide attention to their children when they're misbehaving. Negativity, bias, is the tendency to focus only on the things that are going wrong or need to be fixed. Catch them being good so that you don't succumb to the bias. Start talking to your kids about difficult subjects while they're still young so that the conversation will be easier when they get older. With love. Father who disciplines their children in a calm and a fair manner shows love for their children. Limits and boundaries equal love. But like anything else, limits can pathologize and become too rigid or unreasonable. So strike a balance. Kids need your guidance and discipline so that they learn the way in a world full of consequences and reward. Number five, be a role model. You are a role model for your sons and your daughters. Embody the value your children need to thrive throughout their lives. A daughter who grows up with a loving father knows that she deserves to be treated with respect, how to set appropriate boundaries, and what to look for in her adult relationship. Now, a strong, loving father-son relationship allow a son to know the importance of proper treatment of others, respect, honesty, humility, and responsibility. Number six, be a teacher. Involve fathers use everyday examples to help their children learn basic lessons of life. Teaching your children about right and wrong and encourage them to do their best will help shape your kids to make good choices. Teach your kids how to take risks. Help them realize their potential and be playful. Now, parents-child physical play is massively important in the children's socialization process. And a rough tumble play can help teach kids how to self-regulate aggressions. Number seven, eat together as a family. Mm-hmm. Family meals provide structure to a busy day and can allow your kids to connect with you and other family members in a meaningful way. Now, providing technology isn't getting in the way, but sometimes, you know, you don't allow them to bring their phones or their tablets to the table. This is the opportunity for you and your children to get together and find out what's going on with your child. You know, talk about what happened at school today, you know, or what's going on. That's how you can get to know, especially if you have teenagers. You know, if your teenager's coming home, shutting himself up in the room, and you know that's not normal for them, go check out, find out what's going on. Something could be happening at school. They can be bullying it. Somebody can be bullying them. So It's very important that we stay connected with our children. Especially in these days and time, it's a lot going on. All right, number eight, read to your children. Very important. In a world where regime supreme, dads have to make an extra effort to read to their kids. Read to your kids. It's never too early to begin. You know, reading to them, singing to them and talking to them while they're in the womb. It's very important. Find a topic that's interesting both you and your child. Instilling a love of reading in your kids will help strengthen competency in the world. Number 9, show affection. Children need to know they are wanted, accepted, and loved by their family. Parents, especially fathers, need to feel comfortable and being willing to hug their children. Number 10, realize that a father's job is never done. Even after your kids grow up and leave the net, if you've done a great job by raising them, they will still look to you for wisdom and advice. Father still plays an essential role in the lives of their adult children. As they build their own family, dads can create a legacy to generations.
Oh, yes.
And that's important.
Oh, yes.
That's important. So are there any questions, Ms. Linda?
No, I'm with you on that legacy. You know, we spoke about this last week. I mean, I'm watching it happen. I'm watching it grow. I'm watching it evolve, you know, 4 generations. And when I talk about my brother-in-law, I call them the whites, okay? Him, his 2 sons, his daughter, their sons and daughters, and each one teach one. And it's amazing to see how you can look at it and sit and watch it and know exactly where it came from, okay? But each person is an individual. Each person does their own thing, but that foundation was put there, and that's what you see, you know? Now, as the father gets older, then the son is, you know, taking care of that. It's very important to do that, but I have it live and in living color, and it just brings a smile to my face. So when you speak of, and a father's job is never done because they're there, but not yet interfering, because you know you've given these children all the basics and the foundation that they need. Okay, so you just sit back and smile and watch them evolve and grow and take care of their families. I look at it, it's 4 generations there. It is awesome. It is awesome to see it. Now there's a little one, the newest to the clan. I think he's about 3 now, and I'm looking at him, okay? But he's watching them, okay? And he's got his thing going on. I said, oh, yeah. And yeah, the basics is there. The foundation is laid, stone foundation. And that's not only with the boys. That's with the girls, too. Okay? So, yeah, it's very important. The legacies can be built, and fathers can evolve to put that strength there. And when I tell you, you'd rather put on fatigues and go up in the hill try to train Flicker or catch Flicker than to deal with and their determination and the way that they do things. I just admire watching it, okay? That's my biggest thrill because I know the generations. I know where it started. The number one, his father is no longer there, but when I see him, I think of his dad because this is long, long, long years, right? So you go deep, deep back, but I still remember them as a child, and I knew how they operated, and it just carries on through. It is a legacy there. Yeah. So you're right about this, too. Basically, that love and that hug and that honesty and being a teacher, and definitely about eating together. You have to break that bread, and we call it the drop box, okay? Come into the dining area, drop it in the box. That means cell phones and distractions go. So, but with Texans, you don't really have to worry because they be so busy putting them forks in their mouth. They really don't have time to play with the cell phone because they like to eat, okay, and the food is good. So it's not a problem with that. But it's a family thing. Sit down. How did your day go? Like I think you mentioned about how your daughter works with her family and about the highs and the lows. That's beautiful because, you know, that's something that's going to stick with them. And they, in turn, will the grandbabies, I look at them and they're models. You know, the daughters after you, and then they're after their mom. Yeah, it's very important. Very important. I just wanted to throw that up in there. I said I wanted to throw that up in there because every time since we've been talking about it, I flash back on them Texans and see that legacy growing down there, all right? Yeah, it's very important. And it works. It definitely works. Not a bad egg in the group. Everybody too busy, you know, pushing that information to the next one. Love it. Very, very important. Yeah. So that's my input on it.
Okay. So staying connected is very important. You know, staying connected means staying curious.
Yes.
You know, while relatively simple on paper, there will inevitably be periods in your son's life of transitions, major life changes, and stress where he needs your presence more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Helping your son navigate these difficulties with care, patience, and guidance of an experienced family counselor can preserve the safety and the sanctity of your relationship. So staying connected with your sons means staying curious about his experiences as an individual, especially during life transitions. Making an effort to engage with your son's independent life is very crucial. Allow the roles to be reversed. Ask questions. Be curious. And let your son teach you a thing or two about the garage band while you're at it. You know, when your kids find something that they like, you know, ask questions. Don't discourage them. You know, because everybody have their own idea of what their life should be, their interests, long as it's something that's not dangerous to themselves or others, but encourage them to be able to be free, to be who they are. That's very important. Now, your sons want your approval. So he also wants to define himself on his own terms. Share you as an idea and forge his path as an individual. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be present and supportive in this process, but just that the relationship may change. And although the dynamics may change, the father and son relationship can remain strong throughout all stages of life. Now, when the relationship is strange, and often it can be, there is a component of the dad, the unresolved hurt, feelings from his own childhood. Father will linger with emotional issues, tends to take things very personally. They perceive their son's behavior as if it is a direct reflection of themselves as a man and as a father. Now, the antidote to all of this problematic is ways of relating to allow the son to come into their own identity. Focus on your personal development and tending to childhood wounds through individual counseling. You know, because most parents that has been traumatized and been through all types of drama, they didn't get healed when they got into relationships and started making, having a family. So whatever they was going through, all that went through the child. So it became a part of their karma. That's what you call collective karma. All right, so now when you go through individual counseling, it can remove the burden of cycle breaking and healing from the shoulders of your child. Now, because really, it is not your son's job to take care of your emotional needs. Instead, take responsibility, improve your relationship with yourself, and show your humanity through this process of self-growth. Show your son that men don't have it all figured out and how to ask for help. Because sometimes men have difficulty asking for help. The ego get out of the way, get in the way, right?
Yes.
So just hang in there. Dads out there just like you are having a challenge. And so you're not alone. So the important to say compassionate towards your son and towards yourself. Too daunting for far too long. It may be time to reach out for some assistance. Now, while the pressure to be logical, put together and unfettered by life ups and downs, and the hard mark of rigid masculinity, working with a licensed family therapist can be the first step towards personal and communal liberation of these adequacy ideas. So whatever you're going, you know, get help. And I think the most important thing is that when you do get help, you realize, like, wow, you know, when we hold on to special childhood trauma, it affects us in our adulthood. So it's best to go through that healing so you can free yourself and be more authentic in your life, in your relationships and with yourself. All right, are there any questions?
No, I like that. I like that, getting help and freedom and authenticity. Yeah, that's a good feel. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, yes. That makes a lot of sense to me. Lots of sense. I'm so glad you come on and share this with us and then break it down. Are we going to carry this out, Stephanie, till the end of the month? Is this a full-blown series, or is this how we're going to work it? Airing it out for June?
Yes. Yes. Excuse me. Yes, we can finish it up in June.
Okay. Well, I don't want to interfere. I don't know if you're closing, but I don't want you to leave without mentioning Thursday to us for the lecture series that's coming up. Is it this Thursday?
Oh, yes. This Thursday we have a special guest, Dr. Gill and Lewis Wyatt. They are a sex therapist, psychologist, and Dr. Lewis Wyatt is a retired OBGYN doctor.
Okay.
They are amazing. And they're going to be talking about how to support your partner with their health care. You know, we're celebrating Men's Month, so it's Men Health Month. And mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about how do we support our partner, making sure that he's going to get checked up, making sure that he's going to the doctor, because there are some men that goes to the doctor, does not go to the doctor until it's too late.
Right.
You know, and then there are some that goes to the doctor and do not share their results with their partner.
Right.
Yes. So we're going to just have a conversation. This is Men Month, Men Health, how to keep our partner healthy, how we can support them, the things they should, because these are for men ages 40 and up, you know, giving some health tips to keep them healthy in the relationship. So it's going to be a very informative talk, and I encourage if any of you are in a relationship, or you don't have to be in one, you can have some tools for, you know, you can be your father, you can be your uncle, your brother, you can have, you know, any of those young men in your life that you might want to share this information with.
How do they register for this? And how will they contact
They can just go to the website and go to BWWLA.com. That's Black Women for Wellness website. Go to Grown and Sexy. And they can get the link to the Zoom session. It's tomorrow at Thursday at 7 p.m. via Zoom.
Okay. Got it down. BWWLA.com. Grown and Sexy, and pick up that link. Yeah, it can be helpful. You don't have to have just any males, you know, because you're absolutely right. They don't like to tell the truth, or nothing is wrong with them, or they wait until the last minute. Okay. This is good. This is going to be a good informational session. So, listeners out there, please go into that B as in boy, WWLA.com, Grown and Sexy, for the Thursday lecture that's coming up. Stephanie, we appreciate you. And that's what I wanted to make sure that we got that out there. I didn't know if you were getting ready to wrap it, or if I didn't want to interfere with your clothes, but I didn't want to miss that information going out.
I was closing up.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got my list here. And I was speaking earlier about, you know, things that were going on in the city. But I like this, these 10 points here, you know, because we talk about ourselves and we're into the ladies, but this one is for the men. So the men have to shape up and, you know, get information also, because it is the mother and the father that makes everything happen. And the fathers are a little bit different than mothers because of the strength, because of the ego, because of the trauma that they received in their life. And I agree with you. What you see, what that foundation that's laid there for you, you can build a legacy on that. And I'm a witness of that. And it just brings smiles to my face. And same thing with mothers, though we know mothers are nurturing and a driving force anyway. But when those fathers lay it out and you can see what comes on and how that legacy is built, you know, because that's really your strength. That's your security. And it's important and it's vital. And another thing, sitting down, breaking that bread together. Like I said, Miss Linda don't have children because she didn't have men that she wanted to father her children. Okay? So that's how mm-hmm. it was. That's how the foundation was laid to me. You know, I wanted what I grew up with. I wanted to have that same thing. And Maybe the gentleman that I was with, they needed a lot of healing probably and didn't. Okay. And as I'm healing myself. But, yeah, I didn't want them to father my kids. So, oh, that's so unusual. I never heard of that. No, you have to be very careful. You know, you're mixing that. You know, that's make bring a life here. And that life is carrying both of your genes, okay, both of them. So if you got set goals and things that you, your principles or whatever, you stick to them. You don't bend for anyone. So that's my story on that. And this has been so enjoyable. I know you need to get in and relax down, Stephanie, again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to put this out here again about Thursday. I'll just put it out. It's kind of difficult, you know, when I'm posting out for flyers and things. But, again, we're going to say Thursday for the DWWLA.com for Grown and Sexy series for Thursday. Join in. You'll be in for a treat because it can be helpful on both sides. We appreciate you, all the organizations that you're affiliated with, and all the things that you do. We appreciate that. And we're going to say, okay, Stephanie Haynes, a leader of the community. I'm going to put it out there because that's exactly what you are. Each one teach one and is a person that believes in assisting and supporting. So I know everyone on this line has writer's cramps today because she's going to lay those 10 points down there. Go review them. And you can always go back in and these shows archive. And if you miss something, you can continue to listen over and over and over. Stephanie, we appreciate you. And we're going to tell you to have a great evening. We love you.
Love you too, Lulu. Take care.
I will. Take care and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I'll be calling you to get more information. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you. We love it. Thank you to Sharon Care. That's Stephanie Haynes. Thank you.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I do.
Ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
changing. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your
collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.